listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you again from that great Psalm, Psalm 119, and talk to you about understanding the Creator. Here we go, Psalm 119, verse 73, where we read this. Your hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. It's hard to say if we could rightly call the author of Psalm 119 a scientist. Indeed, he was a man of research and careful thought. And here at verse 73 of Psalm 119, he shows that he thought deeply about who made him. The psalmist knew that whatever was the precise mechanism of his creation, he could confidently say to God, "Your hands have made me." When he wrote those words, "Your hands have made me and fashioned me," the psalmist intended to make us think of Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, where it says that God fashioned the first of all men. We read there, "And the Lord God formed the man of the dust of the ground." You see, the psalmist clearly understood that God was his creator, and he did not come to exist by chance or by accident. The author of Psalm 119 also seemed to understand that he had certain obligations because the hands of God fashioned him. With a widespread denial of a creator God today, our modern age has almost no sense of obligation to God as a creator. Despite this deeply seated rejection of God as creator, the accountability we have to our Maker remains. The psalmist understood what many people today forget or choose to deny. They forget that to say God is our creator is to recognize many things. It's to recognize that we're obligated to him as the one who gives us life. It's to say that we respect him as the one who is more significant and smarter than we are. It's to say that God, as our designer, knows what's best for us. It's to say that since our beginning is connected to the world that lies beyond our sight, so our end will also be connected to the world that lies beyond our sight. When we remember the work of God's hands in our creation, we also remember the work of the hands of our Savior in our redemption. The hands of Jesus were nailed to a cruel cross as Jesus willingly made himself the target of the judgment that we deserve. We ask God to look upon us as the work of his own hands and upon the wounds in his own hands, the hands of Jesus, as the satisfaction of justice against us. The psalmist continued his prayer here by asking, "Give me understanding." In the thinking of God as creator, the psalmist prayed for wisdom. He recognized that this was something often misunderstood, and one should ask for and expect help in understanding God as both creator and in understanding our responsibilities to our Maker. The psalmist also explained the reason for this understanding. He said here, "That I may learn your commandments." Understanding God as creator and man as creature should lead to this humble relationship where man admits his need to learn, that is to learn God's word, his commandments, and to receive his word as commands from a wise, loving, and righteous creator, not just as suggestions. You see, because God made us, he has the right to command us. Today, remind yourself that you have a wonderful creator and that you are the work of his hands.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.